Early on the morning of August 19, 1946, I was born under a clear sky after a violent summer storm to a widowed mother in the Julia Chester Hospital in Hope, a town of about 6,000 in southwest Arkansas, 33 miles east of the Texas border at Texarkana.
In 1946, Hope, Arkansas has only one main street with a train station anchoring one end. Just down the tracks is the small boyhood home of former President Bill Clinton. Opened to the public in 1997, it is now the Clinton Birthplace Museum. Martha Berryman, the museum's director, says old photos help to authentically restore the house.
Virginia came when the house was under reconstruction, and she had photographs, and she also went through the rooms and described what was where, so that it would have the authenticity to make the house look as it did when she and Bill lived here.
The house belonged to his grandparents and was home to the future president until 1950.
This is Bill winning the most beautiful baby contest. This is where his grandmother would sit and Crayola, use coloring books and so forth. His grandfather would sit here and read the paper with him.
Mr. Clinton's father died 3 months before his son was born. His mother married Roger Clinton 4 years later. Mr. Clinton's stepfather was an alcoholic who could be abusive, creating a stressful environment at home. But Berryman says the love from his mother and grandparents helped him cope, for which he's eternally grateful.
But he does arrange for fresh flowers to be put on the grave regularly. He has a standing agreement for maintenance of the graves and the flowers.
Mm-hmm. To Louise Smith, a guide at the Clinton Birthplace Museum, even after 2 terms as president, Bill Clinton will always be an Arkansas boy.
He just likes the common person. Spends most of his time and attention with them. He's still very much an Arkansas boy, man.
Smith says that to the world that knows Clinton only as the 42nd president of the United States, visiting his birthplace is an opportunity to learn more about him. Over 40,000 people from more than 150 countries have visited the museum over the past 10 years.
He went through a lot of adversity, I think. Like his dad passed away when he was very little. It's very heartening to see that he did so well in spite of going through these hardships early in his life.
Then when he became president, we were thrilled, and when my cousin and I went on Amtrak to do the volunteer work, I had a tote bag with the watermelon on it, picture, and it said, Hope, Arkansas, we grow watermelons and presidents. So we were very proud of ourselves and proud of him.
For producer Wang Yiru, Elaine Liu, VOA News.